Officials from the U.S. and Canada gathered yesterday at the Port of Detroit to share plans for a binational EV corridor between the two countries. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
This is the first cross-border electric vehicle corridor of its kind. It will allow seamless international travel between Michigan and Canada, accidental or otherwise.
WDET's Alex McLennan was at the announcement on purpose. So, Alex, what do we need to know about this?
So it's an 860-mile EV charging corridor. It's going to stretch from Michigan up towards Montreal and cross the border at the Detroit River. On the Michigan side of the border, if anything is different from the state's existing plans to install an EV network, that's not really clear. But it will mean that if you're traveling along a route from Kalamazoo to Quebec City, there will be DC fast chargers placed no more than 50 miles apart. The road in Michigan that will be notably impacted might be I-94. So if you're someone going long distances to the west side of the state, maybe if you have a family member at Grand Valley, there will be access to chargers.
So that's kind of interesting. You know, Michigan has really made a push as of late to strengthen unions once again, now with Democrats in control. In setting up that network, it seems like union members will be figuring pretty thickly in this.
Yeah, that's something that was definitely highlighted during the announcement. Bill Baisden is a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. That's the union that represents electricians, a member of Local 58. Baisden highlighted the opportunities for electrical workers that come with building an EV corridor.
In the past 2 years, we have seen rapid growth in the residential EV charging market to meet the demand of electric vehicles. Local 58 is aggressively training our members to get EVITP certified.
EVITP stands for Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Training Program. That's a certification an electrician needs in order to work on infrastructure related to EVs, so like putting charging stations in the ground. The union has 65,000 members. There were possibly conflicting numbers on how many have that certification during the press conference, but U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the number is about 20,000. And the employment aspect of building out charging networks was something Buttigieg focused on too.
We don't want to create just any jobs. We want to create good-paying, skilled jobs that will help us fight climate change, that will pay the kinds of wages that will help families buy homes, educate their children, and build generational wealth for the future.
I've kind of got an idea how this is going to work out, but how exactly is this network of EV charging stations being paid for?
So both in the U.S. and Canada, the approach is kind of going top-down from the federal government and then passing the money down to the states or provinces in Canada to go from there. No exact price tag was given for what the corridor would cost. Gretchen Whitmer did point to the $110 million the state recently received from the Federal Infrastructure Program as money that would be used. She also highlighted her ongoing efforts to establish a charging network across Michigan.
I propose $65 million for electrical vehicle charging infrastructure in my budget recommendation, building on that $110 million from NEVA.
One benefit that everyone did seem to focus on was a potential benefit for commerce that this corridor could have. Around $150 billion in trade crosses the U.S.-Canada border at Detroit every year. But for it to really have an impact on trade, you'd assume that the semi-trucks would have to benefit. And the long-haul trucking industry is not at the same place the auto industry is when it comes to electrification. Batteries haven't really been seen as a feasible solution for them because of the charging times, because of the long distances they travel. In fact, they think about potentially hydrogen a bit more for the potential future of that industry. So the direction the trucking industry takes in the years to come is what will really determine whether there will be a major commerce impact for an EV corridor.
And you've got some reporting coming up about hydrogen in Michigan that we'll be paying attention to. You can have more on this story by heading to WDET.org. Alex McLennan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.